Hey!
Welcome to another episode of Wet Women.
Wet Women Peak. Yeah, Wet Women Peak. I am Glenda Critical.
I am Claire.
And we are two...
TERFs.
From the Turfiland. Turfiland. We're Turfilands. Yeah. And so it's just an ussie today. There's no guest on.
We're just having a little... Moan, yeah. Grumble.
I need to clear my pipes.
You need to clear your pipes.
My pipes are clagged up. Yeah. With some angry hot misandry. And I need to blow them clean.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I have been feeling quite cross this decade.
Okay, yeah. It's definitely the decade.
I was like, hour, day, week, month, year. Yeah. So I just wanted to come on and have a little rant about men.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a man? Oh my God.
I'm not really that into them
fucking
these days.
Horrible.
It's the dangly thing I can't be doing.
Absolutely disgusting.
It is gross.
Men, and when we say, obviously, we need to do a bit of clearing up that when we're talking about men, we mean absolutely all of them. Every single last one.
Yeah.
Fucking Father Christmas, Simon Le Bon, Postman Pat,
Simon Le Bon.
Captain Birdseye, the fucking man from Del Monte.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Attenborough.
Batman.
Every last one of them. All of them. They're included in everything that we're about to say.
Okay.
So I thought we'd go.
I'm going with this.
Yeah, just go with me.
I'm going with it.
I thought I'd start off macro.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to start off micro.
Okay.
And I'm going to go macro.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So first of all, we're going to start with one specific man that's really fucking chapped my ass today.
Yeah, which...
And I know everyone's putting the boot in and it's a bit old hat by now, but fucking Malcolm Gladwell.
Okay.
So here's me. Right, have you ever been walking down the street and you just see a random person screaming, oh my God, in the street?
I think that's only been me.
It was me.
You?
Yeah. So on yesterday morning, I'm walking up
the
street.
Were you muttering and going around in a circle?
No. I literally was listening to Malcolm Gladwell.
Right.
On the Ross Tucker podcast.
Okay.
And he, because I'd seen the tweet,
a tweet diet.
I've been on a tweet diet because the Hallmarked Man was out. So I've actually finished the audiobook. So now I can get back onto Twitter.
J.K. Rowling's
new book.
Just on a side note, I went into a charity shop today and I've bought one of the...
Strike novels?
One of the strike novels.
There was a couple there.
The Ink
Blackheart. Okay.
Can I read that without starting at the beginning?
No.
Oh, fuck.
You actually can't. It won't even open.
Said I can't.
No, it will literally... You've got... It can read your mind and it will slam together.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
so you've got to start the cuckoo's calling and work your way through. Sorry, I don't make the rules.
Right,
because it's like...
Fine.
I mean, the crime...
It's only £1.49, you know
fucking
what I mean?
Bargain. And it all goes to J.K. It doesn't. But
no,
when I buy these things, I'm like, oh, all this money's going to J.K. Rowling and I'll buy 4 copies.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant. Because she needs it. She needs... I'm walking down the street. I'm listening to this podcast... And Malcolm, do you know what he said on this podcast?
Go on,
are you sitting down?
I'm ready. Yeah.
He goes, trans women don't belong in women's sports because they've got an unfair male advantage and people are going to rightly be pissed off about this.
Right.
And this wasn't recorded in 1974.
No.
This was recorded the other day.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this is a sort of hot slices of burbling bullshit that he's coming away with in the year of David Hasselhoff 2025. Like, yeah, Malcolm,
no shit.
And then, oh my God. So I was literally like, oh my God, howling at a fucking bus stop, like an absolute loon ball.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about, and then like the Australian guy, or is he from New Zealand? He talks like that. And then he starts saying, well, I was on a panel with you about a year ago and you were telling me that no trans women belong in sports. And Malcolm fucking Gladwell is going on, yeah, well, you know, I was a bit intimidated. I was a bit cowed by the other, because there was a trans woman on the panel and I was fucking furious. Now, Malcolm Gladwell, I've always read his books. I like his books. I like this. I like his shtick. He's got a really good podcast. Now, this is what the real kicker, like, he's got an amazing podcast called Revisionist History. Obviously, I can't listen to it now because every fucking word he says is a turd in my drink from here on out. But, like, he talks about historical events and looks at them from a wry sideways angle and tries to find, like, the missing pieces of the story. Like, he did this one about Hiroshima, which is absolutely, I was going to say it blew my mind, but that's probably
rewind.
It's very interesting, but you know, like a sideways glance at like these, so looking back at historical events and finding out like what went wrong and what could have gone better, like it's destiny calling, cometh the hour, cometh the man, and all that shit. And you've just, you're like one of the thinky guys, one of the thought leaders, like these self-appointed interesting beard.
It's the cowardice, isn't it? It's the just absolute cowardice. There was a brilliant post the other day, I don't know, somebody sent me, and it was this woman basically, and she's just saying, you know, people think that they're being really helpful when they say, oh, I totally support you, but I can't say anything. That somehow the people that say anything are just these like reckless, crazy people that it's like, yeah, you can afford to take
the risk,
but I can't afford to take
the
risk.
Oh, was that the Victoria Smith?
I can't remember where I saw it.
Oh, you're the cannon fodder.
You're the cannon fodder. That's okay. You go out. Because what have you got to lose?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
You're a woman.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it?
Just like you.
Yeah.
I've lost everything. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, and then
but
when
that's okay for me to take the shit.
Yeah. And then when all the shit's like, and that when it's safe, I mean, JK Rowling absolutely tore him a new bumhole. And she made a really good point, because you know we've had previous podcasts talking about the Golden Bridges and, you know, but when people have looked at the evidence and then they've been convinced or they've seen something and they've changed their minds, fucking come on over.
Yes, absolutely.
But the fact that you knew the whole time and you sat on your fucking hands, you absolute fucking dweeb. Dweeb cock dweebs. But I was really, and like I always, I'm a bit, like, I've probably said it on the podcast before, like, oh, I don't get offended when celebrities are TRAs, because it's that thing of like, you don't go to the butchers for an eye test. Do you know what I mean? You don't, do you know where I'm going with this?
No, it's another metaphor that's getting lost in the weeds.
Isn't that an old saying? You don't go to the butchers for an eye test. That's what my gran used to always say. No, what I mean is like people that go, oh, I can't believe fucking Natalie Imbruglia likes trans women. Well, you don't go to Natalie Imbruglia for your fucking
intellect,
for your political opinions
and your philosophy.
Oh, I'm really sad that fucking Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall doesn't like, do you know what I mean? Like,
you
don't go to celebrities, but him, this self-appointed thinkers, one of the, you know, the great thinkers of our times, well, fuck off, because you're a coward. And you know, I know, like DJ Lippy did a good tweet about this, and I know like Godwin's law and everything, but people always like to think, well, if I was in Nazi Germany, I would have stood up and da da da. No, well, you've proved it now.
Yeah,
trans was a moral test.
Yes.
And you fucking failed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So fuck off.
I think that's the bit I find it very difficult to forgive, is those people like you know, Margaret Atwood, and, you know, like just the people that they can afford it.
They
can afford to, you know, I mean, and it's kind of like, a lot of us can't.
Mm.
And come on, take the fucking hit for us. Take the hit.
Yeah.
We're doing our best down here in like
the little people.
Little people, Smallville. Yeah.
But it just goes to show, like, even that amount of money can't insulate you from, oh, what will people think of me, and what will my friends' children think of me? You know, I mean, JK Rowling, she hasn't got fuck you money. She's got fuck everyone money, hasn't she? So
maybe.
But it's like, well, what price on your morals? What price on your fucking backbone?
Well, look at Glinner. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
no thanks.
You know, the battering he has talked. Yeah. Absolute battering.
I think I'm going to get to him, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, go on. Right, okay.
Should we move on from Gladwell?
Yeah.
So that's my micro. Macro.
Yeah.
Pulling out.
Pulling out.
Oh, not the sound effect. Looking at it from a broader lens. So, I mean, I've said this to you for ages, haven't I?
Yeah.
About how turfing, it's like nursing.
I Yeah, very similar. Yeah.
Because in many ways, because it's 99.999% women.
Yes.
But the top spot seem to be taken by men.
Man, it's very true.
I've always sort of, I'm not making a judgment. I wouldn't deny anyone the opportunity to earn a buck. Do you know what? Live your life, do what you want.
Yeah.
But we're mostly women, but the people who earn a living off of turfing, turfery are mostly men.
Yeah, and I totally with you there. Like the trigonometry lads.
Yeah.
Right? I think they're great.
Do you?
I do. I mean, I'm not, you know, sometimes my issues with, you know, certain things or the way they approach or even actually going to be really controversial.
Yeah.
That terrible woman that was on the trigonometry one, what's her name?
Deborah Francis White.
No. Now, she was awful, but...
The clown bus drivers.
But, clown bus driver woman. But...
You think my analogies are bad? Fucking hell, that was terrible. Right, imagine there's a bus driver, but he's dressed as a clown.
And you'll get so used to it. You'll get used
to
it.
Yeah,
I thought the way he was with her was... At points, even though despite she was dreadful, I just thought, would you have treated a man like that?
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced at all. I think he was quite patronising. He could be quite condescending.
For the record, I want to say I think he's a cunt.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, a massive cunt. Okay. And that other one, someone said...
I mean, I find him definitely, there's elements of him I find
he's on the cunt.
Tricky.
He's definitely on the cunt spectrum.
I like Francis Foster, though, I think.
Well, someone said that he's the other one's dog. He just sits beside him and nods.
It is a little bit like that.
But if you listen to this, do you know what? Come on, come on.
Risque here, aren't we?
I'll fuck him. No, I just remember once when he was really rude to Asia or someone.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I don't know, I think he's
very cocky, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you're right, and they're doing amazing.
He looks like a crazy frog. Yeah, well, they're doing all right. Andrew Gold. Yeah, are we naming names?
Andrew Gold.
But do you know what? If you've started a podcast, being a bit fucking burning all the bridges. Can you burn a golden bridge? Is gold flammable? But they made... I'm not saying that they started off exclusively gender critical. I think Andrew Gold certainly did.
Andrew Doyle did, I think.
All the Andrews. Prince Andrew... No, not Prince Andrew.
Yeah,
but do your podcast. If people listen to it, fucking crack on. We wouldn't know anything about that. But like, if you can earn a thingy, but then you've got like the crowdfunders and the Substacks and the da 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 and the fucking education programs and whatever you've got. I'm not criticizing. You know me, I don't like to say nothing. I keep opinions to myself. But I think it's interesting that most of them, and I think I think it's related to, I know I talk about this all the fucking time, but I think it's dead interesting how when men want to apply for a job, they'll look at the person's specification and be like, yeah, I meet a few of them, but fuck it, I'll apply. Where women will be like, oh no, I need to make sure that I hit every single one of these.
Yeah.
Because it's just like
the lack of confidence that women have generally. So, moving with this, because you're absolutely right, like some of these sort of big mover shakers are the ones that are actually making a living out of
even the good ones, your Menos, your Foreigns,
and actually, you know, like look, I love Meno, love Foreign. I really like Andrew Doyle's got some great stuff to say, and there's loads of stuff that Andrew Gold, I mean, he makes me laugh, do you know what I mean, because he's so sort of klutzy, but I've sort of tailed away from them because I think I have got a bit pissed off that they're just men and wanting a bit more of a sort of female perspective.
Yeah. I think women seem to be more thoughtful and more nuanced, and a man can be like, I'm going to wear a sandwich board and stand out in the street. And I don't think a woman could do that. I would really advise a woman don't do that. Fair enough, if you look at this thing, like your little, who's the little Peaky Blinders one that wears the sandwich board?
Steve.
You know, he's looked at this and gone, hang on, something's not right here. What can I do to go and do my bit? And, you know, we're all pulling in the same direction. Yeah. Fucking crack on. Live your life. Do what you want. But I just think it's interesting.
It is. It is interesting. And it is a kind of... Why is that? Why has that happened?
So we want more podcasts from women.
Yeah.
We want you to start your own podcast. We want you to come on our podcast. Write a Substack. Don't wear a sandwich board and go out into fucking Trafalgar Square and get yourself bottled.
Not the safest thing to do, is it?
No.
But yeah, we need. Yeah, we definitely need women.
No, but you know what? Do what you want. Don't do it. But I just think it's interesting to observe.
It is.
So I have told this story before, but one time I was at a turfy event, can't remember what it was, and we're all in the pub afterwards, and fucking Emma Hilton is standing at the bar buying herself a pint.
Mm-hmm.
And at this same moment, one of the big wig men sweeps in like fucking Don Corleone and immediately
everyone swoops around.
Turfs are like, oh, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? And something in my brain broke that day. I was like, no. Internalized misogyny is real, or internalized and unexamined deference to men.
Yes, yes. There's definitely, I mean, the broader thing of like gender is because there's so many women that support it and back it up.
True,
seems to show this kind of thing that women have got of, I'll roll over for you. That's okay. And,
you
know, I mean, it showed it in its kind of really ugliness, the worst possible way.
Yeah.
But you're right, even in the gender critical movement, it's still like,
you think we'd know better.
We think we'd be a little bit.
But female
social. Like blind spots we were talking about earlier, weren't
massive blind spots. Well, women's socialization is some. It's like the water that we swim in, and we're goldfish. Women goldfish in water that's made of misogyny.
Misogyny. Misogyny water.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds delicious. Yeah.
More sound effects.
Stop with the fucking sound effects.
Stop with them. Yeah.
Disgusting.
I mean, I do think as well on a sort of another angle on it is that. Is that at the end of the day, what this whole trans movement is misogyny in
it's a men's rights
in its
movement.
Most glorious,
yeah.
hideously rainbow-coloured way that it could ever possibly be.
Yeah.
So when men are standing on by our side with this and going, no, this is fucking bullshit,
yeah.
there is a lot of gratitude. It's the a water in the desert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thing, do you know what I mean? I think there's so much kind of, and because I can end up feeling like that. I just think, oh, thank you for being a decent man. Thank you for showing that you give a shit.
Hey, we used to think that about trans women. Do you remember when everyone was like, oh, Debbie Hayton, you come and talk on the Women's Place UK panel?
Yeah.
Jember.
Yeah.
Come on, let's confront our ugly past.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, yeah, because again, it's the same thing, isn't it? It's just kind of like, oh, thank God, you're like...
there's some good ones.
Some sane, good people, good men.
Yeah.
And good men, I personally have experienced in my life, not that easy to find.
They don't exist.
There's very few.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the kind of like... land of lefty world and lots of lefty fellas that
fucking
stood by our sides.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They might, it's like what J.K. Rowling says, they'll say those words like, oh, we support abortion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, because
sex work is work.
Sex work is work.
I support women because sex work is work.
Beneficial for you.
Yeah.
But they never put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
So when you see men actually put their money where their mouth is and put themselves in the firing line,
yeah.
I'm not saying that we should also be very careful of this deference towards them, but I wonder if that's part of that dynamic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
But then at the same time, it's like, hang on a minute. It's always like it plays out, doesn't it? Wherever you go, whatever situation you're in. So it's playing out in the gender critical movement, exactly what you said about the nursing, that the men get the top jobs.
Yeah. Even when, do you remember Monica Sully?
No.
Yes, man. When there was a girl guiding sector in Nottinghamshire.
This one, yes.
And they all had a vote. And who was the best of the best women to lead a girl guides troop? Was a man.
Of course.
And, like, this guy was rocking up in fucking PVC fetish wear, holding imitation AK-15s or AK-47. What's the gun called? AK-47,
I think. I don't know, like...
Yeah, big guns. Yeah, yeah. And all of those women were like, oh, yeah, no, you're the bestest. You will all vote for you. Like, if you were one of those women, please come on this podcast, because I would love to fucking have a conversation with you about what the fuck that was.
What's going on in your head?
But you know what? Like, women, you know, Helen Joyce wrote about how women are support actors in men's lives.
Yeah.
And we take that role really seriously. And I've been pondering this for some years now, how, if you watch much of the day, like I don't, but, you know, if you catch, like, there are hundreds and thousands, millions, I don't know, loads of men that every weekend or whatever, they congregate and they go and watch a football. Ah, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll go and watch a sports. But there's no equivalent for women. Like, there's never...
Yeah.
There's not a weekly, bi-weekly event where hundreds of thousands of women get together. I know they're really trying to make women's football happen, and that's great, whatever. But there isn't that... It's like, where do women congregate?
We operate in a different sort of way, though, don't we? We're more...
But why is that? Why aren't our interests...
What's nature? What's nurture? Yeah. You know, but we do have... Because I think we... I think we crave more... Intimacy. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. So we sort of perhaps look more at, like, you know, a group of you going down the pub or catching up with your mate, or
yeah,
I don't know if we sort of vibe off
massive,
that massive sort of like rah,
yeah, do you know did you ever read The Handmaid's Tale when the women are all allowed to get together once a month and just rip a man to shreds with their right. bare hands?
Yeah,
I mean, something like that would be good, wouldn't it?
Could definitely do something like that.
Yeah, okay. I'll see what political party puts that in their manifesto.
Yeah, 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 that's what we're looking for.
So is there any men we have left unslagged? Because we need to make sure no one's left out. Glinner can get a pass this week because he's having a bit of
he's
a tough time.
Yeah.
No, I think that's it. I feel like my misandry pipes have
need to get that out of your system.
Yeah.
I think it's given me, like, you know, because it's like, it is quite noticeable, isn't it? That sort of disparity.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, do you know what is a man I like? Cormoran Strike.
Right.
Yeah. Because he's fictional. Yeah, he doesn't exist. So he's all right.
Not real, yeah.
So anything else you wanted to add?
I think that was it on our sort of menslating.
Yeah, okay. Menslating. Menstruating.
Menstruating. Menstruating.
So we'll leave it there. So that was a little short and sweet one.
Perimenstruating.
we'll work it in post. So yeah, that was a little short one with just us. We are back next week with a fucking guest that is
awesome.
Amazing.
Amazeballs.
Who is it? I don't know who it is yet, but it's going to be Boss. Oh, yeah, it's going to... Yeah, we do know it's going to be Boss. So join us next week on the next instalment of
Wet Women Pee.